Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1212. Second day. Today, bring to me the souls of priests and religious, and immerse them in my unfathomable mercy. It was they who gave me the strength to endure my bitter passion. Through them, as through channels, my mercy flows out upon mankind. Most merciful Jesus, from whom comes all that is good, increase your grace in us, that we may perform worthy works of mercy, and that all who see them may glorify the Father of mercy, who is in heaven. The fountain of God's love dwells in pure hearts, bathed in the sea of mercy, radiant as stars, bright as the dawn. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the company of chosen ones in your vineyard, upon the souls of priests and religious, and endow them with the strength of your blessing. For the love of the heart of your Son, in which they are enfolded, impart to them your power and light, that they may be able to guide others in the way of salvation, and with one voice sing praise to your boundless mercy for ages without end. Amen. Third day. Today bring to me all devout and faithful souls, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. These souls brought me consolation on the way of the cross. They were that drop of consolation in the midst of an ocean of bitterness. Most merciful Jesus, from the treasury of your mercy, you impart your graces in great abundance to each and all. Receive us into the abode of your most compassionate heart, and never let us escape from it. We beg this of you by that most wondrous love for the Heavenly Father with which your heart burns so fiercely. The miracles of mercy are impenetrable. Neither the sinner nor just one will fathom them. When you cast upon us an eye of pity, you draw us all closer to your love. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon faithful souls as upon the inheritance of your Son. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, grant them your blessing, and surround them with your constant protection. Thus may they never fail in love or lose the treasure of the holy faith, but rather, with all the hosts of angels and saints, may they glorify your boundless mercy for endless ages. Amen. Fourth day. Today bring to me the pagans and those who do not yet know me. I was thinking also of them during my bitter passion, and their future zeal comforted my heart. Immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. Most compassionate Jesus, you are the light of the whole world. Receive into the abode of your most compassionate heart the souls of pagans who as yet do not know you. Let the rays of your grace enlighten them, that they too, together with us, may extol your wonderful mercy, and do not let them escape from the abode which is your most compassionate heart. May the light of your love enlighten the souls in darkness. Grant that these souls will know you, and together with us praise your mercy. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls of pagans and those who as yet do not know you, but who are enclosed in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. Draw them to the light of the gospel. These souls do not know what great happiness it is to love you. Grant that they too may extol the generosity of your mercy for endless ages. Amen. On the second day of the novena, we are to bring priests and religious to the ocean of mercy. When Jesus was suffering his passion, he was strengthened by thinking of their love and consecration. Jesus was aware during his paschal mystery of those in the future who would be consecrated to him. Faustina writes beautiful prayers asking for special graces for each group of souls. On the third day, we are to bring devout and faithful souls to the ocean of mercy. We know people like this, those who pray regularly, those who go to Mass often. They are saving the world. While Jesus was carrying the cross, his heart was consoled by the thought of their future love. On the fourth day of the novena, we are to bring pagans and those who do not yet know Jesus. Jesus thought of them during his passion, and he was comforted by their future zeal. He asked this of St. Faustina in 1937. When we pray the novena today, we say, those who do not believe in God, instead of pagans. Since the pontificate of Pope John XXIII, which took place from 1958 to 1963, the Church has seen fit to replace pagan with clearer and more appropriate terminology. We are still praying for the same group of people. We're just expressing it differently. I began Catholic grammar school in New York 2 years after the death of John XXIII, and we would put some coins in a little box and raise money for the missions. Now, the previous generation before me used to put the money in the box for the pagan babies, but we now call the pagan babies those in the missions, and we pray for those who do not yet believe in God, because that's what we want them to come to, a belief in the real and living God.